Let's talk about Google discovery for podcasts. Are you looking to get your podcast discovered by Google searchers? Then you're going to like today's tip. Hello, thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So Google can expose your podcast to listeners through many different Google platforms, including Google Search on all browsers, desktop, mobile. Users can actually play your episodes in the browser. You can also be displayed on Google's Search app for Android, the Google Podcast app, obviously, Google Home Speaker Systems, the content action for the Google Assistant, Android Auto. Ultimately, for Googlebot to discover and surface, quote, playable podcast content from your podcast, and therefore increasing the discovery and plays of your podcast content, the following requirements need to be met. The podcast needs a dedicated homepage that describes what the podcast is about and that meets Google requirements. I have a link on my website and its webmaster guidelines. Now, if you have a podcast hosting provider, the instructions are actually pretty simple. You just go to Google Podcast Manager, have your podcast RSS feed ready, and your RSS feed needs to have your contact email in it. And the rest is pretty straightforward. You just kind of click through and you're done. Now, if you host the RSS feed yourself, there's some extra steps and you need to make sure your RSS feed is configured correctly. Googlebot ultimately needs to get to your podcast homepage and RSS feed. The podcast has to have a dedicated homepage. I've got some elements on requirements on my website. And the homepage must have a link pointing to the RSS feed that meets Google's requirements. So the homepage, the RSS feed, any non-blocked audio files obviously must be exposed to Googlebot, but you might want to check. They cannot be behind a login. They cannot be protected by robot.txt or no index tags. The RSS feed should additionally be submitted to Google Search Console, and Bing Webmaster Tools loves RSS feeds, so go ahead and submit them there. Each episode ideally should have its own page, its own URL. This is more with my SEO hat on. And on that page, you're going to want to have well-structured HTML markup, H1, H2, H3s, have a link to the audio transcript, as well as to useful tips and tools mentioned during the podcast episode. That page should have an optimized URL, title, and meta description. And the on-page copy should mention any topics that you want to appear for. That includes the overall topic, the interviewee, any brands mentioned during the episode. There's a couple other things you might want to consider, like displaying the episode length, the date published. Definitely provide show notes or an audio transcript with timestamps. That helps Googlebot as well as your users. You might want to display key takeaways, provide checklists, worksheets, resources, especially if you can mention brands that were mentioned in your podcast. And then when you share on social, make sure you mention the brands that are mentioned on your podcast, see if they can retweet you, reshare. Ideally, a call to action on each podcast page, particularly driving people to subscribe to your podcast. And you don't necessarily need to worry about structured data for podcasts. Google's actually moved all of this to the XML feed and the RSS feed. But if you're hosting your own, there's extra steps. Don't have to worry about it if you're on a hosted player. You're going to want to have an embedded audio player on your podcast page and make it easy for people to share, which the audio player probably even has that function. But go ahead and make sure you've verified your podcast with Google, with their podcast manager, because Google's now supplying metrics that you can use to see how many people have found your podcast via Google. And your podcast host should help you distribute to all of the other platforms, usually just a bunch of clicks. Otherwise, you're going to need to check the requirements per platform and manually submit your RSS feed. So that's your tip today for how to get your podcast surfaced in search and discovered by more people. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.